This is Live from Studio A. I'm Maya Morton. I have Danny Schmidt live in the studio. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. So good to have you in. We're going to hear a tune, and I already can't remember. It's Broke.
Better Off Broke.
Danny Schmidt on 103.3 KUMD.
All by my lonesome, by myself. Ain't no soul left this boy can sell. Cause there ain't no reason, make no rhymes. And oh, child, you're right on time. Oh, child, and things I could tell you, the things I could tell you, but you already know. Them rhymes ain't cards, you play like poker. They're jokers, so hold them till the fools all fold. So the child came over, the child came out, speaking in a whisper what a man might shout about dreams and devils, dollars and dimes. And oh, child, you're right on time. Oh, child, the things I could tell you, the things I could tell you, but you already know. Keep drawing them dreams in the dirt with your finger, cause singing's about bringing that mud some soul. So we sing all night, we talk all day. We sleep while the farmers of the world make hay. Throw pennies in the well, pull back wine. And oh, child, you're right on time. Oh, child, the things I could tell you, the things I could tell you, but you already know. Water to wine and wine to wishes, and wishes to something you can drink down cold. Just something you need somehow. Why now? Why all now? Tomorrow ain't going away. Child of fireside night, spitting songs in the kettle to heat up high when the blood's to boil. The soup's sublime. And oh, child, you're right on time. Oh, child, the things I could tell you, the things I could tell you, but you already know. You're better off broke with soup in your belly than sitting there hungry around a pot of gold. Yeah, you're better off broke with soup in your belly than sitting there hungry round a pot of gold.
Was a nice one.
Thanks.
Well, welcome back to Duluth.
Thanks. It's good to be here. It's much less frozen than the last time I was here.
That's right. You were here in February.
Yeah.
It really is beautiful this time of year.
We do not have frozen lakes in Austin, even in February. We don't have frozen lakes.
Well, welcome. You know, it is really beautiful in the summer, and nice to see you back in Duluth. It's been about a year and a half, maybe?
Yeah. I was trying to remember. I think about that.
Well, welcome back to KUMD. Danny Schmidt, all the way from Austin, Texas. And you're really on the road a lot, aren't you?
I have been. The last couple of years, been traveling pretty extensively.
And you're kind of all around the Midwest, through Minnesota for a bunch of this month.
Yeah, well, this trip sort of bookended by Red House Records Barn Fest, little one-day festival at the beginning of August, and then Story Hills Festival up in Deerwood at the beginning of September. And I just decided to stay out in the Midwest that whole while. So I'm about three quarters of the way through.
Where you been playing? Little places or
all kinds of different things. Little places like Beaner's, little cafe kind of places. A couple little theaters, a couple festivals, a couple house concerts, a couple rock clubs. Just been all different things.
And playing Story Hill. That's Labor Day weekend. It's the 4th of September. And Story Hill, of course, a band from down in southern Minnesota.
Yeah.
A folk duo. Kind of exciting, quite a lineup, and that's kind of a new festival.
It's a spectacular lineup. Yeah, they one of them currently lives in the Twin Cities, and the other, Story Hill I'm talking about, the mm-hmm. duo, and the other lives in Montana. And for, I think, the last 6 years or so, they've been doing a Story Hill Fest in Montana. And starting last year, they decided, and they do that one over Memorial Day weekend, so they decided starting last year that they'd over Labor Day weekend, they'd do one out here. And right. It was a huge success. Apparently, it's a really gorgeous setting. The lineup they have this year is stellar. So it should be good.
Yeah, I'm just actually looking. It's at storyhillfest.com. And it's September 4th and 5th in Deerwood. So that's right about central Minnesota near Brainerd.
Okay.
And just for anyone out there. And it is just the second annual. And I don't have the lineup right here. Oh, yeah, here, lineup. It looks like a really neat show. And you'll, of course, be playing. And Carrie Alkin playing, Anais Mitchell. Of course, you've heard them on KUMD. And so much more. Justin Roth, Meg Hutchinson playing. And, of course, Story Hill.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like a really fun lineup to be playing with. Here you're playing in town with Hattie Peterson. And kind of a mystery recluse, we hear.
Yeah.
trying to find out more information.
I was trying to find out more about her, and she's hiding from the internet. But I've heard she's great. I'm looking forward to hearing her.
That's one of those people you just have to go down to the show and see to find out.
Build the mystery.
Well, this isn't at the end of the road. You're actually heading to Canada this fall. Is that true?
Yeah, after Story Hill Fest, I go up to Calgary and traveling with my buddy John Ward Hannum, who's a really awesome songwriter from up in that area, and spending 3 weeks sort of picking our way east across to Toronto. And it's a nice time of year to not be in Austin, frankly.
Kind of hot.
It's 107 today, and so being up along Lake Superior and then going up to Canada, that's the smart way to migrate.
Well, welcome to Duluth. Let's hear another tune here.
Okay.
What do you got?
Let me do half a second tuning here. This one's called Company of Friends. Judge me by my company of friends. Let them know me as the footprints that I've left upon the sand. Let them laugh for all the laughter. Let them cry for laughter's end. But when I die, let them judge me by my company of friends. When I die, let them toast to all the things that I believe. Let them raise a glass to consciousness, not spill and drop for grief. Let the bubbles rise at midnight, let their tongues get light as thieves. But when I die, let them toast to all the things that I believe. Cause I believe in restless hunger. I believe in red balloons. I believe in
private thunder. In the end, I do believe, and I believe in inspiration. I believe in lightning bugs. I believe in slow creation. In the end, I do believe, and I believe in ink on paper. I believe in lips on ears. I believe what's shared is savored. In the end, I do believe, and I believe in work on Sundays. I believe in raising barns. I believe in wasting Mondays. In the end, I do believe, and I believe in living smitten. I believe all hearts will mend. I believe our book is written by our company of friends. So when I die, let them judge me by my company of friends. Let them know me as the footprints that I've left upon the sand. Let them laugh for all laughter. Let them cry for laughter's end. But when I die, let them judge me by my company of friends.
It's a beautiful tune.
Thank you.
You write your own tunes, don't you?
Yeah. Although I sneak in a few every now and then by a guy from Hibbings that's a really good songwriter.
I wonder who that could be. That one, of course, an original?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right on. We'll talk about what you've been doing since you were in Duluth last. Right when you came last, you had just put out Instead, The Forest Rose to Sing, a full-length album. And I think it's probably the third one we have. I don't know how many you've done of the full-length albums.
I have six. Total.
Oh, yeah. We're missing
and
some, that
a seventh
that
on
means.
The way that I'm almost finished before I left town, but we'll finish when I get back to Austin.
So you've been with Red House Records?
They released the last one. That was the first one that they did, and they're going to do the next couple at least. And it's been a ball working with them. I really like them a lot, and they've been extremely supportive. And the record release went great. Being that it was the first one with them, I wanted to stay on the road as much as I could and give them as much to work with as possible. And since I saw you last, I probably haven't spent more than a couple of weeks at home in a chunk. It's been a pretty busy schedule, but it's fun, especially the folky thing's kind of personable and grassroots, and you make a lot of friends along the way. So repeat trips places end up being kind of reunions as much as shows. So I enjoy the whole process.
Right. And a lot of musicians come out to more folky events.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
Well, talk about this latest project. What have you been, writing new stuff for it or?
Yeah, I've been writing over the last, I didn't write a whole lot for the first 6 months after the record came out because I was just too busy. But so over the last year, these are all songs that came out of that. And it's going to be a more stripped down record than any of the other ones I've made. We decided to, which I've planned on a couple times in the past and chickened out on it in the middle of the production and started adding some more layers and textures and stuff.
Right.
You have to, it's kind of a leap of faith to make a record that puts the songs that naked front and center, and you hope that that carries the record. But I feel real good about it. I'm recording in a studio outside Austin that's the most beautiful studio I've ever seen, and so sonically it's, I think the more naked the project is, the more it has to sound impeccable sonically. So I'm real happy with how it's all sounding. And
nice.
Yeah.
So brand new studio there, or what's
It's only 3 or 4 years old, but out in the Texas Hill Country, it's just a beautiful setting, and they did not skimp in any corners.
Nice. So a kind of an inspirational place.
Yeah, it really is. They kind of call it a retreat, an artist retreat center as well. They got these little cabins out there, so it's definitely part of their vision of what it will be.
Well, it's very neat.
Yeah.
Well, what else have you been doing? You've been traveling, obviously, a lot. Have you done, like, the whole U.S. tour?
I've been gearing up for college football season starting back up here in a couple weeks. I don't know if that means so much to y'all up here in Minnesota, but if you grow up in Austin, Texas, it's exciting.
We do a lot of football here, too. Yeah. And hockey, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't do hockey because we would just sink instead of slide.
Talk a little bit about what kind of got you songwriting again once you kind of took your break, or what kind of stuff is on the record?
When I was sort of too busy to really sit down and focus too much on it, I sort of had an accumulation of little snippets and stuff. I record little bits of pieces and things that pop into my head along the way, but I don't have time to really sit with. And started to have a little bit more time at home and started pulling up some of those files and listening to them and looking at them. And the ones that still grabbed me the strongest were the ones I sort of moved through. And yeah, that's where they popped up.
Do you start picking around a couple words, or you write your words and then come up with the tune? What do you
do? It's usually a combination. It usually comes simultaneously. Some line will come pop into my head as if it was some song I knew, you know, the way you'll sing some line in your head. Mm-hmm. But so it's usually got a little piece of melody and a line. It doesn't always make any sense. The ones that I tend to stick with more have some sort of suggestibility to them that give me strong associations in some direction or another. And I might understand the line later once I put more pieces around it, or sometimes I'll ditch that first line eventually, but it's set something in motion already.
That's one of those tricky things. People that don't write songs just wonder, well, where do you start?
That's why they call it a process. You know, seriously, it's not, you don't conceptualize a song and you have the whole thing worked out in your head. And once it's worked out, you write it down. It's you have some little seed of it and you just start working on it. And the process is an organic one. It can take all kinds of turns and not lead at all where you thought you were starting going when you started, but or can totally go there, or can go somewhere you never thought.
Well, just one more question here before we roll on with one more tune here before you go. It's Danny Schmidt live from Studio A in town to play at Beaner Central tonight over on the west side. I wanted to ask you, just being out on the road so much, and you probably run across some people, anyone that just was really neat to meet this past year or so on the road?
Gosh, I'm trying to think if I met anyone brand new. Like, you know, Anais Mitchell is a good friend of mine for several years, and we've crisscrossed several times this year, and she's always a joy to spend time with.
And you'll see her
Paul
at Carreri
Story and Devin Sproul or other good friends of mine that I've gotten to see a little bit more this year. And Jonathan Bird, I'm a big fan of his, and we've gotten to do some touring together this year. And some of the Red House people, I've gotten to know them better this year. John Gorka and Eliza Gilkison and Lucy Kaplansky and those folks, the usual suspects, at festivals together and stuff. We get to spend a little more time together.
Right. Well, enjoy your time at Story Hill.
Thanks. Yeah, that's
really
going to
be neat.
That's going to be a good time.
One more tune here. It's live from Studio 8. Danny Schmidt with one more tune from maybe the project's yet to be released.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of the up-tempo ones. I don't know how to introduce this one without offending anybody, including my girlfriend, but it's about the sort of monthly adventure around, in and around irrationality.
There's pharaohs and there's farmers, there's bosses and there's slaves. There's every kind of sorrow in the fields these days. From the delta of the Nile to the country of the brave. And old baby's gone mad again. And Moses climbed the mountain, Moses got the stones, and Moses told the people they're going on home. The Red Sea parted and the Dead Sea moaned with the ragtime blues. So lead me to the river, lay me by the shore, let the coyotes find me, let the raindrops pour. clouds drop roses till I'm drowned in thorns, cause baby's gone mad again. But rivers flow wild, rivers flow free, and rivers flow mighty, or it just might be that rivers run crazy till the moon comes clean with the ragtime, ragtime blues. Well, Genghis Khan was conned when Napoleon was told, never go and conquer what you cannot hold. If land was a woman, I'd be foolish for the gold. Well, baby's gone mad again. But I'm not saying that I'm some king, and I'm not saying that you're no queen. But I'm just saying I got the ragtime, ragtime blues. Deeper is the winter, the richer is the spring. What the frost might take if the sunshine brings. A little color on the hill, a little dust upon the wings. Well, baby's coming back again. But none can decipher, none too soon. The circles of the sun and the circles of the moon run circles round my head in a circulatory tune. Called the ragtime, 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 ragtime blues.
Well, that was a nice tune. I don't know about offensive.
Oh, good.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me back. I'm excited to be back in Duluth. I'm going to wander around the afternoon while it's so pretty.
It really is. Danny Schmidt, live from Studio Ape. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
To check out upcoming guests or to listen to this session again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by Christine Dean and Maya Morton with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Ryan Dahlberg posts videos from many of our sessions on his site, theduluthscene.org. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.